The Book of Luke, Chapter 8. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went about through cities and villages, proclaiming and preaching the good news about the kingdom of God, and with him the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna the wife of Chuzas Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, who were serving them out of their substance. And when a great multitude came together, and they of every city resorted to him, he spoke by a parable. The sower went forth to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden under foot, and the birds of the heaven devoured it, and other fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. And other fell into the good ground, and grew, and brought forth fruit 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. And he said, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are the ones who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. And those on the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of trial fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, these are those who have heard. And as they go on their way, they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And that in the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast and bring forth fruit with patience. And no man, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand, that those who enter in may see the light. For nothing is hid that will not be made manifest, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whoever has, to him will be given, and whoever does not have, from him will be taken away even that which he thinks he has. And there came to him his mother and brothers, and they could not come at him for the crowd. And it was told him, "Your mother and your brothers stand outside, desiring to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now it came to pass on one of those days that he entered into a boat, himself and his disciples. And he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And being afraid, they marveled, saying one to another, "Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" And they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is across from Galilee. And when he came forth on the land, there met him a certain man out of the city, who had demons. And for a long time he had worn no clothes, and did not stay in any house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I urge you, don't torment me." For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out from the man, for oftentimes it had seized him, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and fetters, and breaking the bands apart, he was driven by the demon into the deserts. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." For many demons went into him. And they entreated him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now there was there a herd of many swine being shepherded on the mountain, and they entreated him that he would give them leave to enter into them, and he gave them leave. And the demons came out from the man and entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep into the lake and were drowned. And when those who shepherded them saw what had come to pass, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what had come to pass. And they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons went out, sitting, clothed and in his right mind, at the feet of Jesus. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how he who was possessed with demons was made whole. And all the people around the country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were held with great fear, and he entered into a boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons had gone out prayed him that he might be with him. But he sent him away, saying, "Return to your house and declare how much God has done for you." And he went his way, publishing throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. And as Jesus returned, the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And look, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and implored him to come into his house, for he had an only begotten daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. And a woman having a discharge of blood 12 years, who had spent all her living on physicians, unable to be healed by anyone, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the discharge of her blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who is it that touched me?" And when all denied, Peter said, "Master, the multitudes press you and crush you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I perceived that power had gone forth from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people for what cause she touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he yet spoke, there comes one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the teacher any longer." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, "Don't be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made whole." And when he came to the house, he didn't allow any man to enter in with him, except Peter and John and James, and the girl's father and her mother. And all were weeping and bewailing her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. But he, taking her by the hand, called, saying, "Girl, arise." And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately, and he commanded that something be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no man what had been done.